This is a recording from Beth Goodwin and Cheryl Oakes on our return from 2012 ATIA Assistive Technology International Association. We went to a conference for 3 days in Florida. And this is the best of ATIA. We'll put the links on the coffee shop page and you can listen to this quick review. One of the first sessions I went to was about how to teach skills for reading comprehension of nonfiction, and explicitly teaching our students to be able to read graphs, charts, maps, and legends, and whether they read for information top to bottom, left to right, right to left. And this is all moving from teacher-directed to student-directed with guided practice. Another example that they gave was when using e-books and mobile apps, that we often still give our students a printed paragraph, a yellow highlighter, a pink highlighter, and ask the student to read the paragraph and highlight everything in yellow that they understood. Then go back and highlight everything in pink that they didn't understand. It's an opportunity for the student to reflect with the teacher, to find vocabulary they don't know and concepts they don't know and need to learn. Beth, what did you hear?
It was terrific. You know, your brain just sort of crackles after you come back from one of these things. So here we are at the airport debriefing, and one of the other instructional literacy workshops that I went to was on autism and literacy, and there's some new research that shows that students with autism, when they're very young, say 3 years old, can be taught how to say sounds, put sounds together to make words, and then read sight words. These are kids that would have had no literacy instruction prior to going to a public school, and then probably would have been doing a picture exchange system rather than being taught literacy. That was big.
That's very exciting. We're going to finish up this part one and come back to you with part two.